This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set to remove Portugal from its quarantine-free travel list, and no new countries will be added, the BBC reported, essentially shutting down the UK's leisure travel market once again in a hammer blow for airlines. Britain permitted travel May 17th after over 4 months of lockdown, but the limited reopening will be even more restrictive if Portugal, the only big beach destination which had been open, is also taken off the travel list. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Thursday for the first of 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses being distributed globally, with 75% of shots dispersed via the COVAX program. In a fact sheet, the White House said for the doses shared through COVAX, Washington would prioritize countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, South and Southeast Asia, and Africa. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "We are sharing these doses not to secure favors or extract concessions. We are sharing these vaccines to save lives and to lead the world in bringing an end to the pandemic with the power of our example and with our values," end quote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fought back Thursday against an agreement by his political opponents for a government of left-wing, centrist, and right-wing parties aimed at unseating him. Facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier, Netanyahu said on Twitter, quote, "All legislators elected by votes from the right must oppose this dangerous left-wing government," end quote. And he targeted historic Arab participation in the coalition. The right-wing leader mounted the social media attack the day after centrist politician Yair Lapid's announcement that he had succeeded in forming a coalition government.